This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news headlines first. Meeting of the House of Representatives passes Public Debt Management Bill. Party registration period in the Election Commission ends today and triplets and twins killed in Egypt church fire. Now the news in detail. President Vidyadev Bhandari offered worship at Bindabasini Temple, Pokhara this morning. On the occasion, President Bhandari also visited Shiva and Lakshmi Narayan Temple located at the Bindabasini Temple premises. Chairperson of Bindabasini Religious Area Development Committee, Ganesh Bahadur Shrestha, Secretary Tirtha Shrestha, Chief District Officer of Kaski Jay Narayan Acharya, among others, welcomed President Bhandari at the temple. Chairperson Shrestha, on the behalf of the committee, briefed the president about the temple and presented a token of love. A meeting of the House of Representatives today passed the Public Debt Management Bill 2022 by a majority. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma presented a proposal in the meeting seeking passage of the bill. Before this, Speaker Agniprasad Sapkota had tabled for a decision of the House the Finance Committee's report and various sections of the Public Debt Management Bill. Prior to this, House of Representatives Secretary Gopal Nath Yogi informed the House about the letter from the Office of the President regarding the President returning the Citizenship Bill to Parliament for its reconsideration along with a message. Similarly, the House was also informed of a letter regarding the allocation of portfolio received from the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers. The party registration period for the House of Representatives and Provincial Assembly elections scheduled for the 20th of November is ending today. Soon after the government announced election date, the Election Commission called for party registration from the 7th of August. According to Election Commission, 62 parties have registered till Monday to participate in the upcoming elections. Among the major parties, the Nepali Congress and the Maoist Centre have not registered their parties till today. A standing committee meeting of the CPN Maoist Centre held today had decided to allow the Nepal Samajwadi Party led by Dr. Babram Bhattrai and Bamdeep Gautam to use their election symbols in the election to the House of Representatives and the Provincial Assembly to be held on 20th of November. After the meeting, spokesperson Krishna Bahadur Mohara informed that the standing committee meeting had agreed to the proposal that the party led by Dr. Bhattrai and Gautam would participate in the election on the 20th of November. The Election Commission has intensified the preparation in order to hold the November 20 elections of the provincial and federal parliaments in a free and fair manner. In this connection, it endorsed the election schedule. The directive, work procedure and amendments relating to the election have also been approved. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia informed that Election Commission had called for the registration of the political parties willing to participate in the election and completed the financial management work procedure and budget. The Election Commission has been provided 107 days for the preparation. CCTV surveillance will be put in place for making the vote count credible. It will be helpful for monitoring the election and vote count as well. The citizens turning 18 years on the eve of the election are eligible to exercise voting rights. Sky across the nation would remain partly to generally cloudy as well as light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning has been predicted at some places today. According to Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, there is a chance of a light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning in a few places of hilly areas and one or two places in the remaining parts. The department has requested the people to adopt precautions as there is the possibility of soil erosion landslides and increase in the water level in rivulets and rivers adds partly to generally cloudy weather in hilly areas and light to moderate rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms and lightning at few places of hilly areas and one or two places of the remaining areas has been forecast for the next 24 hours. It has also warned that daily life of the people and transport service might be affected due to this. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Australia's former Prime Minister Scott Morrison secretly held 5 roles in the ministry, the current Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says. He described his president's actions as an unprecedented trashing of our democracy. Morrison is facing calls to resign as an MP following the revelations which began emerging on Monday. But he has defended his action, saying it was during the COVID pandemic and he acted in good faith in a crisis. On Tuesday, Albanese said he had been told by the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet that Morrison became Joint Minister for the Health, Finance, Treasury, Home Affairs and Resources portfolios in the 2 years before losing power in May. He added that it was completely extraordinary that these appointments had been kept secret from Australian voters. At least 15 children were among the 41 people killed when a fire tore through a Coptic Christian church in Egypt on Sunday. The Abu Sefin church in Giza's working class was packed with people celebrating mass that morning, including children and their parents. Many other children were attending classes or a nursery on the four-story building's first floor, where investigators believe the blaze started following an electrical short circuit. The health ministry said most of the deaths were the result of the smoke inhalation and also a stampede when people rushed to flee the church through a blocked exit. Local media also published quotes from a woman who was said she lost 2 children in the fire, one of whom was called Mina. The U.S. Department of Justice says releasing details about the warrant used to raid Donald Trump's Florida home last week could cause irreparable damage to its investigation. It wants to keep the affidavit, a court document showing the evidence required to obtain the warrant, under wraps. FBI agents searched Mar-a-Lago to find out if Trump improperly handled government records when he left office. It was the first time an ex-president's home was raided in a criminal probe. 11 sets of classified files were recovered from the search 1 week ago at the state in Palm Beach, according to the warrant, which was released on Friday. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Meeting of the House of Representatives passes Public Debt Management Bill. Party registration period in the Election Commission ends today and triplets and twins killed in Egypt church fire. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.